I was frustrated. I was working at Red Lobster at the time, and I heard a lot of rumors of all these brands that didn't really like African Americans, hip hop kids, inner city kids, whatever you want to call it. And those were maybe rumors, maybe not. I can only trace a comment that was made by somebody at Timberland. I think it was in the New York Times. They're not the same people now. But it was a comment, something to the effect of, we don't make or sell our boots to drug dealers. And I was a hardworking man at Red Lobster. I was buying a new pair of Timberland every month. And you call me a drug dealer. I felt like people were neglecting the community. I felt that we were giving our hard-earned money to these people, and they were taking our money saying, we don't like you. And so I went home and I came up with a name, and at first it was called Bufu, Buy Us For Us. But the name Bufu, Bufu, just didn't it didn't seem to roll off the tongue. And when I said FUBU, and I came up with FUBU, my partners, they were like, you know what, we like that because you don't know what it is. Is it an Asian-oriented brand? Is it an Italian brand? Is it an American brand? Is it a dish at the poo? Is it like your poo-poo platter? Is it Spanish? And they said it's something that people probably won't get, but they'll remember. And that's how FUBU came to be.